Before becoming a rising star in the Democratic Party, Beto O'Rourke relied on a core group of business-minded Republicans in his Texas hometown to launch and sustain his political career. To win their backing, Mr. O'Rourke opposed Obamacare, voted against Nancy Pelosi as the House Democratic leader, and called for a raise in the Social Security eligibility age. He was on the campaign trail in Iowa yesterday.
Campaigning across the country, listening to everyone, not just to Democrats, to make sure how we find the consensus to accomplish this. That's all part of this.
More on the background of the former Texas congressman from reporter Reed Epstein at the Wall Street Journal. Reed, what did you find?
Well, we looked at his 2012 race, which was the first time he ran for Congress. He ran in a Democratic primary in El Paso, which, like a lot of big cities, is a primarily a Democratic town. And so if you want to get elected, you need to be have a D behind your name. And he ran in the primary against an incumbent Democratic congressman named Sylvester Reyes. And in that race, O'Rourke basically ran as the Republican candidate in the Democratic primary. He had support from the local business community, a lot of Republicans who give millions of dollars to a lot of donors who give millions of dollars to other Republicans supported him. And most critically for this presidential race campaign that he started on Thursday, he adopted a lot of ideas that are not looked kindly upon by Democrats in 2019. He opposed the Affordable Care Act, which is now universally embraced by Democrats. And he was for means testing some entitlements and also for raising the Social Security retirement age, all of which are things that generally see a pretty significant resistance in today's Democratic Party.
And he was against Nancy Pelosi returning as House Speaker?
He didn't have a vote on her for Speaker this year because he was out of Congress, but in 2016, he voted against her to be the House Democratic leader after the 2016 elections when Democrats were in the minority.
To say, too, he's avoiding the progressive title, a word which seems to be popular in Democratic circles right now?
Yeah, he's avoided labels of all kinds. During the Senate race in Texas, he faced a lot of questions about what kind of Democrat was he, because he didn't have much of a record in the House to run on. He was a lot of House Democrats without much seniority. While Republicans were in control, there wasn't a whole lot that he could do. So he doesn't have a distinguished record in Congress of passing or working on legislation of major substance. And so he was able to really define himself in that race against Cruz, and he managed to do so without a lot of bright lines about where he is on the party's ideological spectrum.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal political reporter Reed Epstein in Iowa. You said his come-together message may be a liability?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, he talks a lot about unity and sort of bringing people. He says that solutions can't be won from one party or another. They need to have more support of more than half the people. All of which is sort of a message tailored toward a general election. Whether it will work in a primary or an Iowa caucus process in which only the most partisan. Typically, the most partisan Democrats participate. We'll see. He's running against candidates like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who are making it clear that they are putting forward very progressive Democratic ideas to try to push the country forward. And whether his message will gain traction among these voters is something that we're going to find out over the course of the next year.
Any issues he seems to be standing firmly on?
On the border, on immigration issues, sort of that's his signature beliefs there. He talks about how immigration is a net benefit for the country and not a problem, and really trying to contrast himself to President Trump on that front. But a lot of these sort of bread and butter issues for Democrats, he's avoided taking stark positions on.
Thanks, Reed. Wall Street Journal reporter Reed Epstein on the campaign trail in Iowa.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.